The running back is Sankey. Shotgun, Mariota, waiting on the snap. He takes it. He bootlegs it out to the left. Looks, pulls it back, slips. He's going down. Hughes hit him. He fumbled. Mingo reaches for the ball, and Kirksey came up with it. And it's bronze ball.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming games against the Raiders, the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Niners, the Broncos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here on a victory Monday. The Browns 28, Tennessee 14, getting the job done. Travis Benjamin, 21 by himself.
Ballin'.
He used to do a segment with Bart Scott, Ballin' or Fallin'. And we throw somebody out there, Travis Benjamin. He most definitely is balling. We're going back to the phone lines right now. We got Jerry in Cleveland. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was going to go where you were starting to go. I was going to give you the real reason they won the football game. His name's Travis Benjamin. 272 total yards of offense, 156 yards return with a touchdown, 116 receiving for two scores. He's got four of the five Browns touchdowns this year. Johnny Manziel's number were high schoolers. He fumbled twice again, but he was lucky to get them back.
Both very lucky.
Football numbers, but he made some decent plays. The reason they won the football game, his name is Travis Benjamin. That's why they won the game. Manziel's numbers were high school, as I stated, 8 for 15, 172 yards. That's St. Ignatius, basically.
Well, Travis Benjamin, you know, doesn't have two touchdowns or 110 yards receiving on those two touchdowns if Johnny Manziel doesn't put the ball out there. We saw plenty of times last year guys running open down the field and not getting the ball. Johnny Manziel did put it out there. The game plan was not for Johnny to drop back 50 times. I think that's pretty apparent. Browns ran, I think, 49 plays on offense.
Which is not a lot of plays.
Not a lot of plays at all. And part of it was because when you have so many three and outs as they did, I mean, if you were to look at their drives, you start off the game. Two plays, 62 yards, touchdown. Seven plays, 50 yards, touchdown. Then three plays, 3 yards, punt. Three plays, 3 yards, negative 3 yards, actually, punt. Nine plays, 51 yards. They turn it over on fourth down right there. That's where they really could have iced the game. Three plays for 4 yards, and then it's halftime. Six plays for 17 yards. Three plays for 10 yards. Three plays for 1 yard, and then the big one, the seven-play, 60-yard drive to win the game. I mean, ultimately, when you go back and you look at the team stats in this one, the Browns did not control the time of possession. The Browns were outgained in this game by 110 yards, 385 to 274. They possessed the ball just 24 minutes, and Tennessee possessed it 35 minutes. So on paper, if you were to look at a couple of those things, you wouldn't be happy. At the end of the day, what's it come down to? Turnovers and penalties, right? What did we say in the first one? It was 17-5 in favor of the Jets versus the Browns. Well, in this one, it was 12-4. 12 penalties and turnovers for the Titans, 4 for the Browns. Amazing how it works. You flip the script, and the Browns are the big winners here in this one. Let's go north of the border. This guy was ready to jump into a freezing pond last week, but he's back now, and he's feeling good. Cam in Canada. Cam, welcome to the show.
Who says I didn't jump into that pond?
It is a good thing. You would have missed a fun game.
I got a pool and a pond.
Yes.
The key here, guys, is that we have a guy here who is making something out of nothing. This guy has been eating table scraps. He's had less than 150 first-team reps. And Matt, I love you. You guys can cut me off. I think you have an agenda against him. Just a month ago, and I'm not saying it's malicious, but just a month ago you said you kind of wish that it was out of town. And it's pretty hard to shift from that type of mindset on a guy to getting behind him. But my question, and I'm not throwing out stuff here to stick on you, but I mean, I do want to ask that question, you know, to ponder that. Will you ponder that? And the second part I want to say is, like, no offense, we're the Cleveland Browns. Like, we're acting at times like we're the New England Patriots or we're the, you know, Green Bay Packers here. It's like Elaine Bennis said on Seinfeld, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm at a cockfight, what am I clinging to? What are we clinging to here by not giving a guy that's this dynamic, has shown everything they've asked? Climb the pocket. He climbed the pocket. Get under center. Get under center. Clean up your life. Clean up your life. Don't turn over the ball. A little bit iffy.
That could have been iffy. No, but that'll lose you a ball game.
But Marcus Mariota, if Marcus Mariota was wearing number two with the white jersey on, we'd be in a panic right now because the kid crapped the nest. Like, honestly, guys, we got to step outside in this culture, outside of always finding the negative. Matt, I'm not calling you out to make you feel bad or look bad.
You're not hurting my feelings at all.
No, I would say do some soul searching on whether you're carrying that same.
I'm not going to do soul searching on Johnny Manziel as a topic in my life. Thank you, though, Cam in Canada. Appreciate the call.
So, go just for people who hear it, because I work with you every day. I'm here every day. I know you have no agenda against Johnny Manziel. You come from, I think, a place where you were very successful in the National Football League, and that you are more inclined to go with, at least at this point, seems like a veteran for the sake of the locker room.
And it's not even so much for the sake of the locker room. It's for the sake of the unknown. And I think even in this case, and this is nothing to do with Cam in Canada by any means, but I would not be opposed if the Oakland Raiders game is a very winnable football game based on the evaluation by the coaches looking at the tape, seeing what they do well and how we match up with them. That if Johnny, you know, just as Urban said, Cardell's a better fit to start versus Virginia Tech because he's the more physical quarterback versus a very physical defense. If you evaluate the Oakland Raiders and see that Johnny may be a better fit getting another week's worth of work, that he's a better fit that could win us a football game, our second in a row at home, I have no problem going with that. But
so, okay, so you're saying the barometer for you as an organization
has everything to do with consistency.
Consistency and who gives you the best chance to win one game. What do you think the absolute ceiling for this team is if everything goes right with Josh McCown?
9 wins.
Okay, what do you think the ceiling is if everything goes right with Johnny Manziel?
About the same.
So, and the concern would be on the flip side, you'd say the floor for everything goes wrong with Josh McCown.
5-6.
Despite what happened in Tampa Bay, because I know some of you.
Right.
Well, 11 in Tampa Bay. I don't care about that. That's a different situation.
5-6 wins.
Okay. And what's the floor for you with Johnny if everything goes wrong?
3.
Okay. So, if the ups, this is the argument that I would make. If the upside is in reality the same.
Okay.
And the downside is worse with Johnny, it actually makes more sense to start Johnny.
Sure.
Because your upside's the same. And quite frankly, if you're going to flame out this year, you want to flame out with Johnny because then you know he's not the answer and then you're in a better position going forward.
So it takes you out of limbo, right? By giving him the football?
Yes, and we know limbo can be a challenging place to be at times.
It is.
It most certainly is.
As that poll continues to drop.
Yes. So you look at this. To me, organizationally speaking, we're not, as Cam pointed out, we're not the New England Patriots, and Josh McCown is not Tom Brady. I got a tweet, and you tell me if this would ever happen. I said this has a 0% chance of happening, but this is from our guy P. Myers Golf, and this is what he said. I think Mike Pettine will stay conservative and name Josh McCown the starter, but I also think Josh McCown will pull a Rudy moment and tell Pettine and say that Johnny should be the starter. He's earned it. This could be a defining moment, transforming the players into a team if that happens.
They're already a team.
Does that ever happen? In the NFL?
Maybe, but not yet. I thought maybe if Josh McCown does in fact start, maybe this week and goes out to San Diego and starts again, okay, and he doesn't produce the type of results that Pettine and his teammates expect out of Josh McCown, but yet they still have some type of confidence in him, knowing Josh the way I do, he may in fact say that to Coach Pettine and say, hey, like, I ain't cutting it, and I know that, you know, I can play a role here, which is why he was signed here. I mean, a lot of what we said about Josh McCown when he was signed to Cleveland was mentor, leader, vet,
sure,
groom Johnny, grow Johnny, set the example, and that would be the role that he would essentially play. Now he's making a lot of money to do it, and he's not winning you football games being off the field, making a lot of money doing it, but you have the guy that you drafted to be the man here playing that role.
So let me ask you, if this were last year and you had just taken Johnny Manziel in the first round and you hadn't seen anything that happened with him last season.
Right.
And this happened, is there any question that he starts?
No.
Right. So in my mind,
it's the consistency factor is I know. And again,
so could
you watch the film and we know what he's capable of coming
sure
out of Sunday.
And he still has growth.
Right. And he still has lots of growth. Lots. You know, missed some easy throws, right? And I would love to see Johnny, best case scenario, throw the football 25 times in a football game. And that means that he's got to come, he's got to grow in confidence with Flip and his play calling, you know, a few times over before we can get to that 25 to throw the ball 30 times a game situationally to be able to go out and go, hey, I trust him as if I trust Josh McCown, Tom Brady, or Derek Carr playing for me to go out and win us a football game. I just don't want to have to be conservative with Johnny because
I think
it's
you
Johnny.
Let him play. If he starts with you, you got
to
let him play.
Yes, absolutely. And the one, and even just to looking around the leagues, you know, watching, you know, catching up on some football and watching some of the other games, I don't understand if Josh McCown is such a great athlete and Johnny Manziel is the dynamic player that he is with his feet, why don't we add the wrinkles that we saw Marcus Mariota do with the zone read? Derek Carr did the zone read in Oakland yesterday, threw a touchdown, and had a 20-yard-plus run, you know, simply by putting that defensive end in doubt. That is a wrinkle that I think you can shift in motion to, that Johnny's in the gun where he's comfortable, McCown's in the gun. You know, I trust McCown to get around a corner on an end in doubt. You know, sure. He's a good enough athlete. We saw that in the Jets game on the scrambles. So that's something that I think we grow as a scheme looking at our quarterbacks that down the road, Johnny could fit right in and do very well in that system. But you start sprinkling it in now before it gets too late and you're like, your system is defined and rigid with who we are.
No, I agree with that. And I'm glad you brought up Derek Carr because I thought watching Derek Carr yesterday, watching Blake Bortles yesterday, watching Theodore yesterday, all of those guys, I think, are in better positions in this year than they were a year ago, and I think it's because they played.
Yeah.
We hear Mike Penn say there's no substitute for live game reps. I said on Friday, and I still believe this, last year, the Johnny Manziel that walks into this building now is a different person than the Johnny Manziel who walked in last year.
100%.
So I'm willing, this is what the way that I look at it, I'm to throw out last year. I'm looking at him as a rookie right now. He's got a little bit more practice time than your average rookie, but I'm looking at him as a rookie. And to me, that was the first start of real Johnny Manziel's career. You look at the preparation, the calmness in the pocket. You look at the way he called plays in the huddle in this game compared to when he went in there against Cincinnati last year. It's night and day.
Yes.
So I'm looking at it that way. And so to me, when you hit the nail on the head for me, is that, look, if he was drafted this year and he comes in this game and plays that well, we're going with him. No
100%.
Question. So I'm looking at it as almost in my mind, I'm tricking myself, that's what happened. Because in reality, to me, that's what's best for the organization's health and growth long term. It might not be best to beat the Oakland Raiders. It might not be. Josh McCown, I probably would say, if you had a gun to my head and said, Nathan, who gives you the best chance to win on Sunday? Probably Josh McCown, but not by much, and it's close enough
not
to
anymore,
me now.
Not by much, yeah.
It's close enough to me now that I'm going to say
you've
what's
seen
the
it.
Best thing for this organization, and to me, without question, the best thing this organization is for Johnny Manziel. And I'm going to throw it out because you're going to love it. Listen, we said all along, the best path to success for this franchise to get where all of us want it to be is for Johnny Manziel to become a top 16 NFL quarterback, top half of the league. And the only way where he's going to do that is by playing football. And the only way we're going to find out if that's possible is by having him come in, prepare as a starter, take the reps, and see if it happens. And speaking of Johnny Manziel, we are going to hear from him next right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.